Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, February 11th. 2022, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and we are on the eve of a big weekend. Sunday will mark the Super Bowl, and I don't know how many years it has been since an Ohio team has been in the Super Bowl, but we have the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. Now, I'm being told that actually the odds are favoring the Rams, I believe the opposite team, but I think the Bengals, my prediction, are going to take it by double digits. That's just my opinion on this particular issue. And we have Valentine's Day coming up on Monday. So it's a big weekend coming up. Angie Evers joins me live in studio. Angie, how are you?
Well, glad it's Friday.
It's nice that it's Friday. Now, why is there a buzz in that line?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Try that.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you. It just there was a little bit of a buzz in the line that I had not heard before. That was odd. I don't know what caused that.
So, well, we were playing with the microphones earlier. Maybe.
Yeah, but
why.
I don't know why there was a buzz there. That was awfully strange. It's kind of returning. Pop that speaker off. See if that does anything. Nope. Still there. Oh, well. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind tonight. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We had somebody calling in there, but they kind of took a powder. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. I know you have no interest in football. Really, neither do I. But what's going to happen on Sunday?
Well, we can only hope the Bengals win. Ohio team,
well,
we've got to root for them.
I think they are going to win. They have a lot of momentum, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are rooting for them.
Well, I don't think anybody thought they would be there, so I think that's the big push at this particular point.
I really didn't pay attention to any football this football season, so I guess I was kind of surprised that they were in the Super Bowl.
You know, football is not something I enjoy watching. I don't know why. I've just never really enjoyed it. It's kind of a... I'm much more of a baseball person.
I really don't watch sports at all, really.
And then there's Valentine's Day, which I'm thinking people will probably celebrate tomorrow because the Super Bowl's on Sunday, and then Valentine's Day's on a Monday, which is kind of hard to celebrate on a Monday.
Well, you know, I think restaurants aren't normally busy on Mondays, so I'm sure they will be on Monday, though.
Well, last year, Valentine's Day was on a Sunday, and I think some people did celebrate on Sunday.
Right. I would imagine this whole weekend, people will be out celebrating.
Well, if the team wins on Sunday, they'll be celebrating. If the team does not win, there could be trouble. Now, I do want to thank Phyllis, who today, and I want to thank her husband, Larry, who dropped this off. It is, I now have the name for it, it is a chocolate covered cherry cake. And Angie and I had some before we went on the air tonight. Very, very good.
Very good.
And I'm not much of a chocolate person, to be honest.
Yeah, I like chocolate. I don't eat much of it, though.
It's just, it's very moist, and it's very good, and very tasty. So thank you, Phyllis, for the cake.
There's cherries in the cake.
Phyllis can do just about anything, I think, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's a very good chocolate cake with cherries in it.
Very good.
But my favorite is still the lemon. I ate that whole thing. You know, I had a couple pieces, and then I had people over on Monday night. And I think there were a couple pieces I gave out Monday night. But then the other day, I thought, well, I'm just going to polish this thing off.
Yeah, I was lucky. I did get a piece of it.
None of it ended up in the garbage.
Oh, no, I'm sure not.
No. And a lot of things at my house do eventually end up in the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard if you live by yourself to eat a whole pie or something all by yourself. So, I mean, it's always good to share that kind of stuff.
If anything's on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a wet and dreary kind of a Friday night. Different from last Friday night when we were still kind of shoveling out from the big snowstorm last Thursday.
Last week, everybody could hear me. This week, they're probably back to not hearing me.
No, I think they hear you okay. That was interesting, broadcasting remote. I'm sure that there'll be more of that. But that was an interesting test.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know, I spent a lot of time this week talking about the lady at the BMV.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. You know, I took my driver's test in Marion, and I didn't have a problem, so I passed the first time. But I can't remember if I had... I think there was a lady and then a guy. But I can't remember who I got.
I'm just curious to know if she knew this Mary woman, Mary Carnes, I think was her name. Did she know that people really...
I think they were intimidated by her.
Well, because she failed a lot of people. That'll do it.
But, I mean, you have to be a good driver.
Yeah, but I don't think the other lady did that. And I don't think the people in the other counties did it.
I mean, I passed my driver's test, so...
But did you have her?
I don't remember. I mean, it's been a long time ago.
Well, do you remember if the lady in the car had some heft to her?
No, I don't remember. I have no clue. No clue. None whatsoever.
Well, that's interesting. So you don't... I mean, you didn't hear about this.
No, I knew about it, because, you know... Back when we were teenagers, I know kids did go to Delaware.
But you had no idea why?
Or Mara. Yeah, I know why, because they always said that this lady would fail you.
But you don't remember if she was there or not?
When I took my test, I don't remember. I honestly can't remember.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. You know, when I took my driver's test, it was over there on the fairground where they keep the city buses. And... I probably had that lady, because that's just the way my luck runs. But I had done so much studying. I mean, I got dinged on a couple things, but, I mean, I had to parallel park over there and everything. Matter of fact, that's where I took my moped license test.
Well, I you know, I really don't know what the issue was with her, to be honest.
I probably failed the wrong person, and they ran their mouth, and that's how that all got started.
Well, I don't know. We heard the story today from somebody who might have known her that she had passed somebody when she first started the job, and they ended up going out and getting killed in an auto accident.
Yeah, well,
and apparently that stuck with her. So she was harder on teenagers.
She had nothing to do with that. I mean, all she did was test them. They tested good. She passed them. They went out and... I don't know the circumstances, but I know how teenagers drive, and, I mean, you can come to your own conclusion on that, but...
Well, like I said, I just don't know how something like that would spread so rapidly, because everybody knew it. I can't think of anything else in Marion history that just involves basically a civil servant that everybody knew, that people wouldn't even attempt... their driver's test in Marion. They would go to Delaware or they would go to Bucyrus because of this woman. They did not even want to try it. It was just an odd time.
Those are the chickens. If you're brave enough, you did it. I was brave enough, I did it.
But you don't remember if she was there.
I most likely had her.
Well, apparently she had an aura about her. See, I never met her.
That was 86. Yeah, I was probably 86 when I got my license. So, yeah, she was most likely there, and I most likely had her. But, I mean, I just conducted myself accordingly and went about my business, took my test, and everything was fine.
To continuously go on for years and years and years, there had to have been just more than one person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she probably, you know, somebody told somebody, somebody else told somebody, and somebody didn't believe them. They went over there and they goofed around or whatever, and they failed, and then it just snowballed.
You know, I don't know. Some people called in here the other day and said she was difficult, that... I mean, I think we had a lady the other day who called in who said that she didn't tell her which way to turn, and because she turned the opposite direction, this lady failed her. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem hearing which way to turn and everything. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope I don't get it. I got to go take my CDL test. I'm training to be a bus driver.
Oh.
I'm hoping I don't get a difficult one when I have to go to Finley to do that, too.
Now, do you want to drive a school bus or like a city bus?
School bus.
Well, I know there's a lot of need out there for that right now. There's a lot of need.
Oh, yeah. I've already started my training. I did not realize there was that much to remember about going through all the stuff on a school bus before you even start driving it.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting because when you have kids on the bus, that can be a very stressful job, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I talk to the bus drivers over there, but I'm older now. I have more patience, so.
A lot of rules. I know that. A lot of rules go into that.
I'm not endless patience, but I have more patience.
Well, I think you got to have patience. So how much are the Bengals going to win by Sunday?
They are going to squeak by probably... I wouldn't give them more than 6 points.
See, I think it'll be higher. I think they'll win by 10 or more.
If you go by history, the Bengals most always win by the skin of their jerseys.
See, I just think they have such momentum, and I think they are not coming in with a big head. I think they'll win by 10 or more, because I really don't think the Rams are that great a team.
Well, no, Matthew Stafford ain't that great of a quarterback. I mean, he was at Detroit, and he didn't do anything there. And it's not all the quarterback. It's who you got around you.
Matter of fact, I'm not even sure how this Super Bowl happened. It's the oddest teams. If you would have went back to December and said, who's going to be in the Super Bowl, nobody would have picked either one of these teams.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's very odd.
That's why they play the game, because you don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, but usually, last year I remember having a conversation that Tom Brady was going to be in the Super Bowl, and darned if he wasn't. And then I remember having the conversation that Tom Brady's team's going to win, and darned if they didn't. And it's interesting that I'm surprised it didn't happen this year. I was kind of shocked, because I would have favored his team to be there again this year, but something happened.
Everybody thought Tom Brady was going to be there, Patrick Mahomes was going to be there, but look, neither one of them's there. And now Tom Brady's retiring.
Well, I think it's because he's depressed, because he's not there.
Nah.
You know, last year he did the unthinkable. Yeah, but last year he did the unthinkable. He went to a new team, a team that had never had a Super Bowl, never even played in a Super Bowl. Yeah. First year he's there, he not only takes them to the Super Bowl, he wins the Super Bowl. And I think that was just, people said, boy, it really does depend where Tom Brady is. He is the whole team. And
I'd like to talk to Bill Belichick about that.
What happened last year? No Bill Belichick last year?
No. See, Belichick, the way I heard it, when those talking heads on TV, Belichick wanted to get rid of Brady, and then it took him that long to do it, because he wanted to get new blood in there.
Well, that new blood isn't doing him any good.
No, it's not, because he doesn't have the right people around him.
It's going to be interesting, but I think it'll be 10 or more.
Nah, 6.
We'll see, but the Bengals are going to win, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always rooting for the AFC team, and now that there's an Ohio team in there, I'm rooting double.
Got to root for the Ohio team. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. People are pumped up about this.
So are you going to watch the game?
Probably not.
What time does the Super Bowl come on?
Later in the day. It's like 6 or 7, I think.
Hmm. You know, the Super Bowl commercials aren't like they used to be.
No, some of them are very good, but some of them a little shaky. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when we was talking earlier, you said you didn't know whether people meant that derogatory or not.
What's that?
When they talked about that lady and the...
Oh, about being bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they did mean it derogatory. I think it was just a characteristic if you didn't know her name.
Yeah, but most of the time whenever I've heard them, people talk about her, the B word is also in there.
Oh, see, I never heard that.
Yeah.
I heard them call her, you know, the bigger lady, but I never heard them. They might have. I don't know. Maybe she was. See, I can't speak to it because I've never met the woman.
And when the B word's in there, I think it's pretty much derogatory.
See, I don't remember that. What do you remember, Angie? What do you remember them calling her?
Well, I don't remember them calling her names. I just remember them people, kids, you know, our age, they would, you know, go out of town to take their driver's test because they're like, if you go to Marion, you're going to fail. If you get that lady, you're going to fail.
Now, if you refer to somebody as fat and they're, and you don't know their name, is that derogatory? I mean, because, like, you would say she's skinny, or you would say she's tall, or you would say she's short, but you can't say she's fat?
Well, you can, but, you know, the best terms is to say she's heavy set.
Well, like,
you know,
I...
That would be, but, you know...
Well, like, I think a lot of people, like Santa Claus, now he's fat.
Yeah.
And I think people don't mind saying that, and there's a lot of football, like Refrigerator Perry, I remember people calling him fat, because that was his characteristic.
Well, lineman's supposed to be big.
Right, and I think this woman, if you didn't know her name, if you were trying to describe her, because there were other instructors, that's probably the easiest thing to point out. If she had been really skinny or really tall, they probably would have said that.
Oh, yeah. Now, if they didn't have the B word in there, you know, maybe they didn't mean it that way. But you talk about the Bengals. You see where Gronkowski wants to play for the Bengals now?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know if this will keep going for the Bengals. I don't know if this is just a magic season for them. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know if they'll become a heavy hitter team or not. I don't know.
He followed Brady to Tampa Bay.
Right.
You know, he was with the Patriots, too, and he followed Brady to Tampa Bay, and he, you know, says he has a lot of respect for Burrow and the guy he wants to play with.
Well, I think Tampa Bay's pretty well done now. Now that they've lost Brady, I don't think they're going to have anything going on down there. But I don't know that the Bengals or the Rams are going to be a big team next year. I'm shocked that either one of them's there this year, to be honest. This is the most...
Yeah, I would have never figured that they would have got... You know, it didn't surprise me that they got in the playoffs. But, you know, it did surprise me that they went through the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a very confusing Super Bowl, to be honest. I don't know how it happened this way. I don't know how the teams that should have been there did not end up. Usually you have one team that you normally would think would end up there, but this year they're both underdogs. I don't know how this even happened.
I just hope
I'm going to do this show in the middle of the street next week. I think it'd be quieter if I did this show in the middle of the street.
I think the Bengals hopefully can start off, you know, fast.
They're going to have to do something.
You know, they have a tendency in most of their games, you know, to get behind and then fight their way back. And, you know, sometimes you get behind and you just ain't going to be able to fight your way back. Hopefully they don't wait till the second half before they start playing.
Well, I don't know. You know, the Bengals, to me, I think are taking this very seriously. I don't think they're taking it like it's in the bag. And I think that's probably what will propel them to win.
I think they're hungry for it, too.
I would say. I mean, it's been a long time. Have the Bengals ever been in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. This will be their third time.
Third time. When was the last time?
31 years ago.
31 years ago. Isn't that nuts?
And it was San Francisco. See, the Rams beat San Francisco to get to the playoffs. And people was wondering if San Francisco would have won that game if it wouldn't have been a repeat of 31 years ago.
Now, does it start at 6:30 or 7?
I heard 6:30.
6:30. What channel is it on? 4, 6,
channel,
or 10?
Channel 4.
Channel 4. Well, NBC, ding, ding, dong. It'll be something Sunday night. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The Peacock Network.
The Peacock.
I bet it'll be on the Peacock.
Could be.
Remember, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will put you on the air. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. A lot of people talking about the Super Bowl. It's a big thing this year. You put an Ohio team in there, and you got a lot of stuff going on. The only thing we argue around about here is the prize policy. Which I don't know how this got to be such a dramatic thing. You know, this is one of those things that didn't have to be very dramatic, and now, for some reason, it's dramatic.
It's a lot of things in life are like that.
There's somebody. Hello to you, if that was you driving out there. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you like that cake.
I did. You know, that is the it's a very unique cake. When you're eating it, it's so moist and so delicious, but then you run into a cherry. Very good.
Yeah, that's my son's favorite. I make it about every other week. I got two new cookbooks today, and they're loaded with lemon recipes.
Oh, man.
And so I'm going to try them out on you.
Well, you go right ahead. I will be the guinea pig for that. I am serious. And I even thought about it because I remember you saying you made it last Thursday.
Right.
And I had some left, and I thought, you know what? Even if it makes me sick, I'm going to finish this off because it's so good. I cannot throw it in the garbage can.
Did you ever eat the lemon desert at Michael's Steakhouse?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do. It wasn't bad.
That's similar to that, only they use the shortbread cookie crumb, which I use the shortbread Keebler crust.
Now, didn't they also have a key lime version?
I think so. Do you like key lime?
You know, I do. It's not bad. I don't like it as much as I like lemon, but key lime's not bad. I think there was a key lime bust about 10 years ago in the United States where all of a sudden there was key lime everything, and I don't see it very much anymore.
Yeah, well, I got two new recipes, plus I have one for key lime, so I'm going to make one of those for you. I need to know, when is your birthday?
My birthday is the 24th of this month.
February?
February.
Oh, I got to get busy.
Yeah, it's coming up, 2 weeks from Thursday, I think.
Oh, great. I'll probably make something for Friday and have Larry bring it over, because I go to the beauty shop right up the street, and he drops me off. Well, I can drive now. They released me, so now I can drive.
Oh, good.
Yes, so that makes me very happy.
So you're healing up okay?
Yep. I'm almost through with my therapy, and I'm back on the road.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, I will be the guinea pig anytime.
Okay, I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Hey, thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very nice. Very, very nice woman. Oh, I'll be the guinea pig. Lemon, key lime. I love that. There's something about that taste. It's not a sour taste. People think lemon key lime is sour. It's not sour. It's just got a little pep to it. It's different. It's not as sweet as like a cherry pie or a strawberry pie, but it's still sweet, just got a different taste. It's like more fluffy, I think, is why I like it.
I like sweet stuff.
Yeah, sweet stuff is good. Well, I'm going to look forward to my birthday this year. This could be very good. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 38 minutes past the hour here on this Friday night. Lots to talk about. You know, Valentine's Day, a lot of people feel that's a very commercial holiday. I don't know. It seems like there are things associated with it. Flowers, candy, jewelry.
Is that what was on your trivia today?
Yeah, a lot of flowers, candy, and jewelry today. But, you know, what do you make of Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't really celebrate it.
I wonder if anybody ever took anything to that lady who worked at the BMV for Valentine's Day.
Like, probably not. Like a card? Not.
Well, I don't know. It might have softened her out a little bit.
I've had people make me stuff over the years.
Wonder why she was still so rough around the edges.
I don't know. I mean, something must have... I don't know, but, I mean, if you pass somebody as a driver, I mean, it's not your fault if they go out and wreck. I mean, that's not your fault.
Well, apparently she internalized that. Poor lady. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, good evening, Angie and Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, Angie.
Yes.
You got the advantage on the game that is going to be played. I always thought of Valentine's Day was the women's favorite, you know what I mean? And so you got the advantage, see? When the kickoff comes on Valentine's Day, you get a chance to see what Scott kind of favors you with. And then if it isn't too great, why, you know, his is coming up here, and so the tables will turn. But Andrew, you sound real great, and your voice is really good.
Oh, can you hear me okay tonight?
How's that?
Can you hear me okay tonight?
Oh, beautiful, yes, yes. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Scott?
Yeah?
Now, are you going to be ready for the kickoff?
You know, I don't know. I have to be honest. It's been a long time since I've watched a Super Bowl, but I am going to be home Sunday night, and because the Bengals are in it, and I'll be on Monday morning, I feel that I should watch it, because there's probably going to be a lot of talk about it Monday morning.
Oh, yes, and, you know, I've played sports all my life and stuff, but I'm not a real big sports fan, but when the big game comes, you just got to watch it. Get a big bowl of popcorn and sit back, and boy, you can put your holler in it or whatever you want to do. But I'll tell you, that's regardless who's playing, when they reach that part of their life, the best is the best there. And sometimes they turn out and you say, boy, they need to go practice somewhere. But that's just the way it goes. But I always enjoy the big games, you know, the World Series and baseball. You know, one thing I couldn't really get adapted to is hockey. I never could get into hockey watching it because, and the same way with soccer. Our youngest granddaughter there, was a good soccer player, but I never could get into, I like to watch it. There was a lot of action, running and kicking in soccer, and the same way as hockey. Boy, they're up and down and a lot of strenuous muscles in that sport, but I just couldn't get into hockey more than anything else in the sport line. Did you ever understand hockey?
You know, I never really did. To be honest with you, the only sport that I've ever really enjoyed watching, and I've been to games and things like that, was baseball. I like watching baseball on television. I like watching it live, and I like listening to it on the radio even. There's something about baseball. I think it's because there's no time limit and there are no flags, that it really is a game of strategy. There's something about it.
Yes, and I played baseball, and I like, same way with you, I like listening to it. I like to see the speed of the ball. That's fast. Boy, someone bumping up to 100 miles an hour, that ball's coming out of the pitcher's hand, and you're going to swing at it? Wow, what a sport. I played Little League and stuff there, and those guys in the big league, you know, I how could I tell you one thing I could never do is like a switch hitter. They can go up there and swing just as hard left-handed as they do right-handed. And some of the pitchers and stuff, they always get the pitcher always gets the hero part, you know, like the quarterback and stuff.
You know what's interesting to me is that football has been far more watched and far more people buy football stuff than baseball, but yet all the great figures in history come from baseball. Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, Lou Gehrig, all those people are baseball people. Football really doesn't have a rich history of people like that.
You know, the Cleveland Indians, you know a guy's name, and I'm not familiar with it, but maybe some listeners know, but there was a name, a guy called Luke Easter. Did you ever hear that name?
I never heard that name.
Well, the callers are out there call in and say, yeah, Luke Easter, he played for the Cleveland Indians. I think he was a first baseman, but Luke Easter. But some of the names there... I always remember getting baseball cards and had the big piece of bubble gum about the size of the baseball cards. Was that ever a thing? And kids like myself and all the others listening and my age group now, we probably had baseball cards worth several thousand dollars, but we just chewed the gum and stuck around. Some guys collected them and stuff, but that was a big thing in baseball. I can remember the baseball cards. Did you ever collect those, Scott?
Oh, I did. You know, I remember, it's funny you mentioned that, because when I was a younger, obviously living in Ohio, you had to pick an Ohio team, and my favorite Ohio team was the Reds, because I liked Joe Nuxall and Pete Rose. But my number one team has always been the Cubs. And I remember I got a package of baseball cards down at Fair Park Sundries. Dorothy Northrup used to run that little pharmacy in there. And I went in and got a package of baseball cards, and I opened them up, and in the same pack, I got Pete Rose and Don Zimmer. Now, Pete Rose at that time was managing the Reds, and Don Zimmer was managing the Cubs. And I thought, how could this go any better for me?
Yeah.
Now, how much are the Bengals going to win by on Sunday?
I have no idea. I got expert guys I call, and I get a lineup with them, and boy, they'll tell me, like, they got, they're the coach of the team, and I'm going to do this, and they got this, and they this, and I like, and a lot of times, I never even call them back.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, Angie.
Yeah.
You catch up now, and we'll see you later.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in, and we'll talk about anything on your mind. Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, baseball, football, whatever you want to talk about, we can do it. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Nothing?
Don't know. I'm not, like, you have to start the conversations. I am not a good conversation starter.
Well, I just have this woman from the BMV this week on my mind. I feel bad for her that she got this reputation. Apparently she's still around. I hope she's doing okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this conversation will refer to Angie.
All right, she's got it.
When you first started having her on your show, I think if anybody would have said boo to her, she probably would have taken off and run to hide. But she has really come a long way, and I appreciate listening to you guys. And also, I wanted to tell her that downtown on West Center Street, it would be east of the police station, there is a store that you need to go to on Monday before you take her out for supper.
Now, what's the store?
I'm not telling you. She probably knows. I heard her laughing.
Well, we'll have to figure this out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Now, what store is this?
On West Center.
West Center.
Before the police station?
I don't know.
No, I was just laughing that you were going to take me out for supper.
Now, what do you mean? I've taken you out to eat before.
Well, yeah, but...
What are you bringing over Sunday for the Super Bowl? We got to have snacks.
Oh, I'll be on the road. I got to pick up my daughter.
At 7 o'clock at night?
Well, just about.
Oh, no,
I'll pick her up at 6.
Oh, you're just going to Delaware. You'll be back by then. Just that day, whip them up.
Sure.
We got to have some kind of snacks going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I thought I called WWGH Radio, but this is starting to sound more and more like Love Connection.
Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day time. Do you have any big Valentine's Day plans?
Heck no.
Well, you gotta have a Valentine's Day, but you know what you should do on...
You don't have to, Scott. And whatever happened to the old Scott? I'll never get married. I'm perfectly content in my singledom. Don't come on with this. Oh, you have to. Do you have to, Scott?
Wait a second. I still have no intention on being married. A matter of fact, I had a conversation today at school with a guy, and the guy goes... I'd been teaching with this guy for a long time now, and he goes, I have 5 kids. Now, this guy's younger than I am. And I said, you have 5 kids? And he said, well, how many kids do you have? And I said, 0. And he said, well, what's the reason for that? I said, well, you know, I was smart. So I still stand firm in the no marriage thing.
And you know what's the dumbest comment that people make? Well, who's going to take care of you when you're older? Who's going to say, well, who in the world wants to burden their kids? I mean, they've got better things to do than wipe my butt. Like, that's what I'll be paying somebody at Shadyside for.
Now, is that why you're supposed to have kids? I didn't know about that.
Well, you know, people always say that. Well, who will take care of you when you're older if you don't?
No,
your kids ain't going to take care of you anyway. They're going to take your money if you got any and throw you in the old folks home.
I would trust the strangers better to take care of me than my own family.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you don't want your family taking care of you because, you know, they always say it, they don't fight, but they do. They fight, they get sharp edges, you know, and it's not good. Just let strangers, you know, I believe, now this is a little bit of advice for everybody. Whoever you're going to put as your power of attorney medical, don't choose a family member. Choose somebody who is going to do what you want to do. Because family members, they get emotionally involved. And sometimes they don't end up doing what you want them to do. So you got to choose somebody from outside the family.
Well, like, there's a whole bunch of choices. I mean, isn't it just, like, going life support or not is really the choice we're talking about?
Well, I don't know. Not really, because sometimes it can be, should you be administered pain medication?
Oh, yeah. Well, who in the world would want to be in pain?
Well,
anybody in their right mind is going to want all the dope they can get.
Well, you'd be, but if you can't answer, a lot of people will say, "Oh, they're not in pain." You know, I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. I have experience in my own family. You know, I was one of my grandparents' power of attorney, and I did right by that person. I feel totally that I did, but the other person, I think somebody has chosen a power of attorney who's emotionally involved and making decisions that I don't know that they would have made, to be honest. I'm not saying they're doing it badly. They're not doing it in a mean way. I just think they're too emotionally involved with the person. So that's my advice.
Well, I'd like to go on record as saying, don't hold back. Give me the dope.
Well, listen,
me too.
But I'm telling you, when it comes to marriage is still very, very difficult. I mean, Charlie and I, that was a big running thing between Charlie and I about, you know, getting, and what's her name who used to be in here? Gosh, I can't remember her name. What was the girl's name who used to do the Friday show? It'll come to me.
Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy and I.
What happened to her?
You know, I don't know what happened to her. We moved offices, and I don't think we told her the new address. But Brandy and Charlie and I, that's where that conversation started. And I still believe, because everybody, when you get to my age, they say, well, why haven't you been married? Well, you know, I told you, I think I've said this on air before, I was engaged one time and didn't realize I got engaged. So I think I've always had a fear of marriage. It really has nothing to do with the women. I think I just fear there's something about it. And I don't know what it is. It just doesn't...
Being trapped?
I don't know if it's trapped because you can leave. I mean, it's not like you can't get a divorce. But just don't like the idea. There's something to me about it that is very... It works for some people, like having kids. Having kids works for some people. It didn't work for me.
Well, what about the philosophy, don't knock it till you try it?
Well, see, I don't have that philosophy for gravy. So why would I have that philosophy for marriage? Somebody came up with that who obviously doesn't know what they're doing. I know that I don't need to be hit by a bus to know that I'm not going to
like it.
Yeah, so I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think what you have to do is look at people. Isn't it funny when somebody who's been married like 7-8 times comes up to you and says, well, you should be married. And I think, well, maybe you shouldn't have.
Right.
But nobody ever says to that person, they say, well, boy, marriage was a really bad idea for you.
My lasagna's done, so I'm going to pick out, but I'll be listening.
All right. Well, you can call back the second hour and tell us how the lasagna was.
Well, it's a TV dinner, so my hopes aren't that high.
Well, enjoy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour.
Do you need new glasses?
Well, no, 55 and 56 are very close. 740-383-9944. No, I'm still anti-marriage. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Well, I mean, I can't really say anything because I've been married and divorced a few times.
But would you want to be married again?
Probably not.
There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think this is how you're looking at it, which a lot of people, you know, aren't mature enough to understand. But when you get married and you have kids, you're not only now responsible for you, but you're responsible for her and the kids.
Well, here's what I've always thought. If I choose to be around somebody, I think that if there's no marriage involved, no paperwork, no divorce that has to happen, if I'm staying around, then I must really want to be around that person. I know a lot of married people who stick around because it's hard to split up the house, split up businesses. If you have kids with the person, split that up because you're not going to be around the kid anymore. There's going to be court involved. Is it a dissolution? Is it a divorce? How much money? You're going to have to get a lawyer. You got to split everything down the center. You know, divorce is not like you just wave a wand and everything's done. But if you're not married, you can leave at any time and take anything you want. So if you're staying at that point, hey, then you really want to be there.
But I think if you had kids, you would want to be married, wouldn't you?
You mean having kids out of wedlock?
Yeah. If you had kids, wouldn't you rather be married to the woman?
Well,
or not. I mean,
you know, I don't know, to be honest, because I never really thought about it. I have been so... I'm not anti-kid, obviously, because I went to school to be a teacher, and I like kids quite a bit. I just knew that I am a little compulsive when it comes to things, and I think I would be... What do they call them? Hover parents? That are always...
Protective?
Yeah.
Like overprotective.
Overprotective. And you know, that if I had a kid, that would be like my main concern in life. That kid was taken care of, that they were not getting in trouble, that they weren't going to be hurt.
But that's a father. You know, there's so many people get married now and have kids, and they don't think that way.
Yeah, but I don't know that I could have done anything else. You know, it's very hard to have a career... Not a job. And the difference between a job and a career are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hard to have a career
and be married.
And be an overprotective parent. Because, you know, if your kid calls and you have to go to a school program, and your career calls and you have to go to an interview or a news story, well, which do you choose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes a problem.
Right.
And if you talk to most parents, what's fun? The funniest thing, if you talk to mothers especially, when they get older, their biggest regret, or at least the thing they think, did I spend enough time with my child? And I think that comes from...
Especially a working mother.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's interesting. And if something bad happens to them, I think they really... they really regret it. I mean, Angie had a great father. Obviously, we all knew who he was, but she's said many times on this program that he was not really home a lot.
No, I mean, he did a lot of things in the evening. Like, he would go to meetings or speaking events.
Because he had a career.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's why it's nice to have a good woman behind you when you have, you know, when you do have kids.
And he did.
And, you know, when you... people get married and divorced, you know, it just compounds things.
Right.
You know, I wonder if that woman met Charleston place where you and Angie should go to.
Well, it could have been. What do they do at Charleston? I've been in Charleston place, but I don't know that I've ever...
Place has gifts and...
Oh, gifts.
All kind of... Yeah, I ain't been in it for a long time, but Jody Lackey has the
little restaurant,
candy shop and stuff in there.
You know, it's been a long time since... Well, I won't say it's been a long time. That's not true. But some Valentine's Days I have participated in, and some I haven't. I can't say that I've never gotten anybody anything for Valentine's Day, but it's not something I've done continuously. Like a birthday, I always try to do. Christmas, I always try to do. Some years I'm on with Valentine's Day. Some years I'm not. I think it all depends... it's kind of like Easter, you know? I mean, sometimes I'll buy somebody something for Easter if it catches my eye, but if nothing's, you know, catching my eye, and I guess it's not one of those things I go out of my way for.
Now, when you take Angie out for Valentine's Day, you're paying, right?
Well, I don't, if the restaurant's expensive, somebody else will have to pay.
If it's Steve Dakota, she pays. If it's McDonald's, you pay, right?
That sounds good to me.
You know, Lee, he has a gift card for a steak place. And every day I'm like, when are you going to take me to get a steak? And he doesn't ever even take me. And he's got a gift card. He wouldn't even have to pay for it.
I bet that he used that gift card on somebody else, and he's afraid you're going to find out.
I don't know.
Well... A steak is a steak is a steak. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, we got a break. It's the top of the hour. We're coming back with much more Valentine's Day, Super Bowl, marriage, all kinds of talk here on the program. Enjoy your TV dinner, suck down that lasagna, and we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be